Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
It's 8:47 and Shauna's school run, one of my favourite parts of the breakfast show, actually.
Mine too.
Yeah, it's great. So this is where you talk to some of the children of Ireland, and now I pronounced that kind of a bit dodgy there. Rathmullion. Is that Rathmullion? Am I got it right
there? Do you know what, Ian? I did the same thing when I went down. I said Rathmullion, but it's Rathmullion.
Rathmullion,
So I went down to see the first and second class in St. Michael's National School in Rathmullion, County Meath.
Right.
A very small school. There's only 72 children in it, four teachers, but absolutely lovely. And I spoke to James, Luke, Bill, Owen, Connor, Brer, Tig, Dunica, John, Esme and Cora.
Very good. Well, thank you very much to every one of them for giving us their opinions, and everybody else loves listening to this because children, they talk so much sense.
They do.
So what did you ask them about?
Well, it's impossible not to notice all the posters around the place at the moment with the upcoming elections. And some people have criticised the posters saying it's, you know, littering. So I wondered what the kids knew about them, and do they know who was on the posters and what was it all about?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot in Rathmullion, and the one I can remember is Joe Fox and Lena Cabri. Isn't it a vote about county council or something?
They're all about the government, basically, who wants to go up to try and help the country and the European Parliament.
It's for the local election. You have to vote like 1 to 10 or something.
A lot of people do graffiti on them and stuff.
There was one down at Rathmullion and someone threw a moustache on the French lad.
I know the guy that says French. Is his name Noel French, I think?
Okay. Yeah, it is.
I don't think it's littering because it's just so people like know who wants to help the government.
Now, can kids vote?
No, it's 18 up.
They're just people trying to encourage people to vote for them. So it's not really littering. They want to tell you to try and vote for them.
There you go. Well, there's some guy sitting in a van now who's full grown up saying, that's what it's about. They've actually explained it very well there, haven't they?
I was floored by their understanding. You have to remember these are first and second class.
And they know you have to be 18. They know
they're
the reason, the guys.
Yeah.
Very good. And they know the reason for the posters being up there so that people can see that they want to help out and all that. Very good. Good on you, Skull, our St. Michael's in Rathmullion. I'm just
very good.
Okay. So that's the elections. What else have we got?
Well, we were talking last week about Dublin Airport embracing the future and introducing the AI robots in Terminal 1. So
Handler Bing.
Yeah. So I was asking the kids what they thought of the robots and if they thought it was a good idea.
I think that might be a bad idea. Because, like, if you have too much robots, they might get a mind of their own and take over the world.
Some people might be frightened of them.
Yeah. Would you be frightened of it?
No.
They could also get hacked. They could, like, take people's luggage.
The robots, they could kind of malfunction. They might bump into other robots and then bump into childs and kids and all.
It's very handy because it could hurt your back if you have a lot of luggage.
I think it would be a good thing. Maybe when you're late on a holiday and your bags are, like, heavy, maybe, like, the robot can help you.
If anybody has any luggage and they're struggling, like maybe disabled people or people in need, well, then the robot could help them.
I don't like robots because, like, they're not real living things. They don't have emotions.
And do robots and that kind of technology, does it scare you at all?
No, not really. It's just when it gets too far.
Mm.
It's going to get too far eventually and they're just going to have to stop.
They don't have emotions yet.
Yes, exactly. Watch this space.
Very good. Brilliant. That was like the troubleshooting committee of robots. Dublin Airport.
Here's what could go wrong, but here's why it could help as well.
It's all very balanced.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much once again to everybody in St. Michael's National School, Rathmullion in County Meath. And is there a principal?
Yes, it was Miss Feely, who was lovely on the day, and Miss Emma Cross, who coordinated the visit. And they were just all so welcoming. So thank you very much.
So thanks, Miss Feely and Miss Cross, who never gets cross, I believe.
No, never.
Never. never gets crud.
Never very smiley one.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 6 a.m.